Allison, Allyson, last name Munguia, Munguia, 12/28/93, and today's 9/23. Chief complaint, cough, number 2, congestion, next number, sore throat, next number, history of fatty liver, next number, I've been exercising and having some palpitation, next number, dizziness, on current medication, possibly related to TIA, first patient's concern, in quotation, because family members have had strokes in the past. Next one is leg swelling off and on. Next one is history of fatty liver. Our patient is a 29-year-old woman, also put down history of thyroid cyst. 29-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of sinus infection and other concerns that she has, period. And if you got her mom recently was diagnosed with fatty liver, other family members have had strokes, and she's very concerned about that under family history. As far as medications, metformin 500 milligram once a day, which she's going to take twice a day to help her lose weight, and also help with PCOS, phentermine 37.5 milligram once a day. She's gone from 297 to 251 pounds in 6 months. Allergy, codeine, COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, PCOS surgery, ankle surgery. Also on the chief complaint, put down right ankle swelling. Social last period was last week, but it's abnormal because of PCOS, alcohol minimal, smoking none, married, no children. She works as a security officer. Her last A1C was 5.1. Her last TSH was 3.3. She wants to have it repeated today with the concerns that was mentioned above. Review of system as above. 251 pounds, 100%, 98.7, 1684, 140 over 80. Heart positive, 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 2. Lungs are clear. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Urological non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Positive anterior channel lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment number 1, sinusitis. Rosefina gram now. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is history of fatty liver. The ultrasound of the abdomen shows minimally fatty liver. Number 2, there's a possibility of small stone in the gallbladder. Next number is ankle swelling related to ankle surgery. No evidence of DVT noted on the Doppler study. Next number, no PVD noted in the upper or lower extremity. Next number, vertigo caused us to look at her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number is PCOS, some generous looking ovaries, especially on the left side, but otherwise no significant cystic lesions noted. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Next one is fatty liver minimal. Next one is findings discussed with patient. Next one is continue to lose weight. Next one is exercise. Next one is look out for signs of gallstones. Next number, exercise is important to lose the weight slowly and keep the weight off. Next one is minimal alcohol usage to discuss with patient at length. Thank you. Reduce, keep the alcohol at minimal usage to discuss with patient at length. Thank you.